Love You.
All the biggest hits all day long on TFM. That's Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I am raging with him. Yesterday, I talked about how he was on carpool karaoke with James Corden, and James Corden asked him this.
Is it true that you can fit 47 Maltesers in your mouth? Yes.
And following on from that, of course, they had to test it out and he managed to fit 55 Maltesers in his mouth. Well done, Ed. That's an achievement. I'll give you that. But then I went away and I thought about it. What happened afterwards? He spat the Maltesers out. He wasted 55 Maltesers. I am raging about this. I'm going to need some time to cool off. Going to get Shawn Mendes on after the news next on TFM. Pitbull and Neo, that's Give Me Everything on TFM, playing all the biggest hits all day long. Got the new tune from The Disciples on the way soon. But before that, I'm Claire. We need to talk about something. So because I work through lunchtime, I have a little drawer upstairs where I kind of put stuff that I can grab for lunch, you know, like little tubs of porridge, that kind of thing. And the other day, I went up to get something to eat. And you know the little packs that you can get that have the little individual bits in them? So they've got crackers, they've got cheese, and they've got ham on all their little sections. You know what I'm talking about, right? So I went upstairs and grabbed one of those. And when I came back down, I looked in it and the ham was gone. Someone had opened the ham section and just eaten the ham. Who even does that? What is that about? Can we call the cops on this? Would you call it a crime? I don't know. What would you say? Hey, I'm sorry. Can you help me? I've got a ham burglar. Not long to go now. 20th of July. He will be in Dundee. That's Ollie Murs. Dance with me tonight on TFM, playing all the biggest hits all day long. Morning, I'm Claire. 5th of June. Right. How good are your navigational skills? Mine aren't terrible. I can read a map, but generally, if I don't know where I'm going, I tend to stick on my sat-nav. Well, this poor Uber driver in Essex, he had his sat-nav on and even then managed to get really lost, and I mean really lost. He ended up in the middle of a golf course driving his Uber. As you can imagine, that created a lot of happy people. His map reading skills may be a little off par, shall we say? Got Calvin Harris on the way soon and the incredible song from Louis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee and Justin Bieber. Despacito plays next on TFM. That's a great wee tune. Maggie Lindemann, Pretty Girl on TFM, playing all the biggest hits all day long. I'm Claire. So Erin and I are hosting the Cash for Kids Ladies Lunch on Saturday. And I needed to get new shoes for this. Now I know what you're thinking. Did you really need the new shoes? Yes. Yes, I did. So I'm quite tall. I'm about 5'8" and I never really wear heels. So when my shoes came, I had to put them on, obviously, to make sure they fitted and to make sure that I could walk in them as well, because I'm not very good at walking in heels. Have you ever had one of those moments where you just stop, write what you're doing, and you're like, what am I even doing? What is going on here? So last night, I was in my house. I'd got in from work, stuck on my comfies, my pyjamas, shorts and a kind of strappy top. And I was just doing the dishes and I just kind of stopped and looked down, got my PJs on and my high heels wandering around the house. You know what it's like? They need to be broken in, but I just kind of stood there like, what am I doing? I'm so glad that no one can see me right now. Been talking Eurovision. I really liked the UK's entry, the weird leg dance moves that was happening throughout a lot of the songs, actually. They freaked me out a little bit. But more importantly, let's talk food. Because the thing about Eurovision is, if you maybe you go to a Eurovision party or maybe you just stay in and watch it, either way, you need to have nibbles. Now, I was just back from my holidays, so I didn't have anything in my house. So I decided to, you know, place an order with a well-known pizza company. Except, here's the thing, I didn't really fancy pizza. So I just ordered like 6 sides, I think it was. And when the delivery guy turned up at my door, he just started laughing. He had the order in his hands. I don't quite know if he was laughing at the fact that I'd only ordered sides from a pizza delivery company, or if it was the fact, maybe thinking about things, that I opened the door in my minion onesie.